Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last Wednesday at Barnard College's commencement in New York, retired soccer star Abby Wambach told graduates about receiving ESPN's inaugural Icon Award alongside basketball's Kobe Bryant and football's Peyton Manning. She was grateful to be there, she said, in the company of Kobe and Peyton, that women had finally made it. But as the applause ended, she realized that she and the two male athletes were stepping into very different futures.
Each of us, Kobe, Peyton, and I, we made the same sacrifices. We shed the same amount of blood, sweat, and tears. We'd left it all on the field for decades with the same ferocity, talent, and commitment. But our retirements wouldn't be the same at all. Because Kobe and Peyton walked away from their careers with something I didn't have. Enormous bank accounts. And because of that, they had something else I didn't have. Freedom. Their hustling days were over, and mine were just beginning. Later that night, back in my hotel room, I laid in bed and thought, this isn't just about me, and this isn't just about soccer. We talk a lot about the pay gap. We talk about how we, overall, U.S. women, earn 80 cents for every dollar paid to men. Black women in America earn 63 cents, while Latinas earn 54 cents for every dollar paid to white men. What we need to talk more about is the aggregate and compounding effects the pay gap on women's lives. Over time, the pay gap means women are able to invest less and save less, so they have to work longer. When we talk about what the pay gap costs us, let's be clear. It costs us our very lives. And it hit me that I'd spent most of my time during my career the same way I'd spent my time on that ESPY stage, just feeling grateful. Grateful to be one of the only women to have a seat at the table. I was so grateful to receive any respect at all for myself that I often missed opportunities to demand equality for all of us. But as you know, women of Barnard, change is here. Women are learning that we can be grateful for what we have and also demand what we deserve. Like all little girls, I was taught to be grateful. I was taught to keep my head down, stay on the path, and get my job done. I was freaking Little Red Riding Hood. You know the fairy tale. It's just one iteration of the warning stories girls are told the world over. Little Red Riding Hood heads off through the woods and is given strict instructions. Stay on the path. Don't talk to anybody. Keep your head down, hidden underneath your handmaid's tail cape. And she does, at first. But then she dares to get a little curious, and she ventures off the path. That's, of course, when she encounters the big bad wolf, and all hell breaks loose. The message is clear. Don't be curious. Don't make trouble. Don't say too much, or bad things will happen. I stayed on the path out of fear, not of being eaten by a wolf, but of being cut, being benched, losing my paycheck. If I could go back and tell my younger self one thing, it would be this. Abby, you were never Little Red Riding Hood. You were always the wolf.
Abby Wambach speaking to Barnard College graduates in New York. For a video and transcript of her event, go to our website at onpointradio.org. On Point's produced by Anna Bowman, Brian Hartzinski, Eileen Imada, Stefano Cozzonis, Allison Poli, Catherine Proctor, Tanya Raleigh, Jeremy Riosa, and James Ross. Our executive producer is Karen Schiffman. I'm Ray Suarez. It's On Point.